This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lots of news today, lots of news about which you will have heard lots elsewhere in the news fire hose. So we choose today to stay in our lane, keep our eye on the economic ball, and begin with this. News that is being widely reported that the White House is working on an executive order that would tighten oversight of industries that are dominated by just a couple really big companies. Everything is still in draft, of course, but the gist is that instead of relying on antitrust enforcement as it's traditionally known, federal agencies, these draft executive orders say, should promote competition in everything from agriculture to healthcare by using regulation. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino gets us going with that one.
The problems the executive order is aimed at solving arise when just two or three companies dominate a particular business. The government can use antitrust law in those situations.
But also, it's affected by decisions of every department in the government, whether it's the Department of Transportation or Health and Human Services or the Agriculture Department. All of them can make decisions that lead to more monopolies or fewer monopolies.
Jason Furman is an economist at Harvard who served as chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama. In 2016, just months before Donald Trump was elected president, Furman helped craft an executive order that leveraged the power of all those industry regulators.
We told every department to go out and find things in their areas that would increase competition.
The agencies proposed new rules. One would have let consumers access television without a cable box. Another required airlines to be more transparent about baggage fees. Yet another would have protected poultry farmers. But the Trump administration rolled back many of those rules. And now the Biden administration is looking at reopening the door to new rules in a whole bunch of industries.
We have problems in healthcare. We have problems in food and agriculture. We have problems in telecommunications.
Diana Moss is the president of the American Antitrust Institute. She says with Biden considering this order much earlier in his term, his administration stands a better chance of unraveling some of the consolidation that's happened in those industries. That is, if they can get new rules past the inevitable lawsuits that could be heard by President Trump's judicial appointees. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.